support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact, and the Doris Duke Foundation.
Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. WPLN's Mariana Bacallao reports the General Assembly has voted to change all official references to Judea and Samaria from the West Bank.
The bill will also impact how the region's history is taught, using the land's biblical name, says evangelical activist Lori Cardoza Moore. Moore, who led a campaign against the Islamic Center of Murfreesboro, testified in favor of the bill.
These names carry deep historical and biblical significance. They connect us directly to Scripture and to the origins of our faith in a way that modern terminology simply does not.
Anwar Arafat, a Palestinian-American from Memphis, testified against the bill.
I have relatives that have been killed during this genocide. And as we bury our dead, this legislature is being asked to pass a bill that says that they were never there to begin with.
Arafat is an imam. He argues that the land known as the West Bank was also called Canaan in the time of Abraham and Moses, and that the name Canaan is more neutral. Daniel Joseph Goldberg, a member of Nashville's Sharif Israel congregation who once lived in Israel, also testified that term isn't neutral.
This bill is actually merchandising and marketing for a forever war that is both unholy and not in the interests of the people of the United States.
Senator Richard Briggs, one of three Republican no votes in the Senate, says kids should learn the term West Bank in schools, pointing to the fact that Israeli officials use that name as well.
They need to learn the modern geography to help them in the world.
The bill now heads to Governor Bill Lee for his signature. Mariana Bacallao, WPLN News.
You'll find more news at WPLN.org.